Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group, just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wealth and Wellness Network, the show that empowers women to reach their greatest income potential using wellness practices that promote prosperity. My name is Leticia Johnson, and I'm also known as La. I'm a personal finance coach, author, and the host of the show. And joining me, I have the lovely Lalania, also known as Lala. Good morning, Lala. Say hello to everyone.
Good morning.
That is awesome. I'm so happy to be here. She is a life coach, certified personal trainer with over 25 years of experience in her field, and a mother of four. If you're meeting us for the first time here at Wealth and Wellness Network, we're all about helping you develop a better relationship with your finances. Whether you are looking to grow your business, make more income, or develop better spending habits, we will teach you how to do all of those things a lot better. What's unique about our show is that we don't just give money-making tips, right? Anyone can get those anywhere. But what we do is we focus on the reasoning why you may have difficulty in those various areas of your life. So get ready for an impactful show, right, Lala?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Lala and I have some great things in store for you today. We're really going to change the way you do business, the way you look at your finances, but most importantly, transform your outlook on your life. So before we get started, here's a few words from our sponsor.
This week's show is sponsored by J.T. Wilcoxon, the genius. Specializing in audio and video production, he is literally the best of the best. Thank you so much for sponsoring our show, J.T.
That's right. Thank you so much, JT, and thank you, Lala, for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are at the beginning of 2017. It's January has passed already. It's the second month of the year, and unfortunately, some of us have made resolutions, and we're not quite proud of the fact that we probably didn't keep them. Studies have shown...
What?
I mean, it's the reality of it, right? So studies show that usually around this time of year, nearly half of the people who make resolutions actually have already dropped off. It's just so
disappointing. Well, the gym was
93. Right? It's so disappointing, and I know Lala and myself, we don't really believe in resolutions, but we'll mm-hmm. say goal setting for a lack of a better word. So... This week's show is not about focusing on resolutions or goal setting or any of that jazz. I mean, we have enough. You probably heard enough of that already. But the purpose of this show is really to help us unpack why we have difficulties doing the things we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's challenging, and what we have discovered is that it boils down to mindset. And one of the things I say a lot, because I've learned this through the school of hard knocks, is that mindset is everything. So, in fact, I'm going to give you an example. I have a business coach, and anyone who gets a coach, whether it be a personal trainer, like a trainer or a life coach just like Lala, or someone to help you in anything, for an athlete who's on a team, what have you, the purpose of getting coaching is so you can do better in whatever area that is. So I had a business coach. She was a mentor of mine, and I thought every time we would have a session, it would be more so about the bottom line, you know, how to increase your revenue, how to have better clientele, you know, get more clientele, how to have a better relationship with your customers. That's what I thought each session would be about. And we did talk about those things, but I lied to you, not Lala. This is not even an exaggeration. But every time that we had a coaching session, which would last relatively an hour, she would focus on mindset. And coming from a person like me, I'm like, I have the confidence. I mean, I was courageous and bold enough to jump out and dive in into business and just do it, you know. And she would literally tell me this, and I quote, "Your job is not to figure it out, but to do the work stopping you is your mindset." And I never quite really understood that until life happened and I started to learn what that means. Like, mindset is everything, right?
It's true. And it seems like, oh, it's simple, right? Mindset. Okay, I'm going to be in the right mindset. Yet the application is very difficult, right? I mean, psychologists say that 95% of our choices are made subconsciously. We don't even realize the choice was made, right? We just react. We just do. And so we got to change that. And in doing so, it's going to bring more success in every aspect of our life. And that's what your business coach was saying, right? And thank goodness that life is a classroom and not a test.
Amen, sister.
So our mindset is crucial, because without the right mindset, what are we doing? We're living in fear. And it prevents us from becoming our best selves. Those limiting beliefs, they stop our growth literally in its tracks. So, you know, I'm sure that most of you joining us today, you have an amazing mindset overall.
Right.
However, from time to time, we have opportunities in our mindset. And possibly there could be some thinking in that mindset that is actually stopping your growth. Subconsciously. And the key is subconsciously. You know, and I can use myself as an example. I mean, I have been through, like Law was saying, the school of hard knocks. Well, I've had many challenges that I've overcome myself, right? So,
That's right.
I'm a professional. I've spoken in front of huge groups. I've ran large organizations. And in my younger years, I was on camera, all kinds of things, right? But when I was approached about this awesome project, Wealth and Wellness Network, the thought of Blog Talk Radio Show, I seemed a little bit out of my comfort zone. I was like, okay, wait a minute. I have to change my mindset. I know.
You can't be kidding me.
You know, I have to ask myself, what's the fear, right?
Wow.
What was it?
Yeah.
Subconsciously was driving it, right? And I know, Law, that you have this experience as well. I mean, I know you have.
Absolutely. I mean, it's challenging. It really is. You really have to be aware of it. I mean, I kind of have fear all the time. I mean, interesting enough, like the doing this show, like you said, I mean, every time, I mean, we do this, I speak all the time, but just making sure that fear of, am I going to say what really needs to say? Am I going to be able to really touch people? It really is that hurdle that is presented in front of me every time, and I have to work through jumping over it, you know?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you're
absolutely.
Exactly right.
You know, because it's reclaiming this power of our mindset. It's really a power
mindset.
It is crucial. And I know I used that word before, and I'll use it again. It's crucial to changing our lives. It's like reprogramming our subconscious choices, right? What drives our decisions? Why do we fall out of the correct mindset? Why do we go there? You know, well, researchers have also shown that 80% of all human behavior is driven by fear, right? So what are those two core fears, right? Number one, the fear of not being good enough, right? We also know as the fear of failure.
We've all experienced it.
Number two is the fear that life won't be good enough, the fear of loss. And not to oversimplify, but there's only two states we can be in at any given time. One is fear, And two is trust and love or clarity. Because when we're in that trust and love space, fear cannot exist. And the bottom line is every moment of every day, we have to be in control of our mindset. And the changing of that subconscious programs, it brings us out of a place of fear and into a place of trust and love. We have to consciously choose it until it becomes a habit and becomes the programming, the new programming of our subconscious thoughts. So, you know, someone had put this before me a few years back, and it really was critical to my sort of broadening my thinking. And so I'm gonna put it before you this morning as well. Imagine you're on your deathbed. By the way, many years from now.
Right, disclaimer.
Yeah, exactly. I know it's a little morbid, but, you know, follow me here. Look back at this, the present time in your life. What do you see? What do you see yourself doing? What life did you create? Did you make an impact? Did you live it to the fullest? Or did you let fear stand in your way? And choosing our mindset, living in a place of trust and love, that clarity, it helps us to live our lives to the fullest potential. And it shapes all of our decisions. They work synergistically together. So consciously, we have to choose. We have to learn how to live in clarity. And it's tools, it's practice, it's work to develop that mindset, like any skill that we want to develop, right? And that mindset is infused in all aspects of our life, including our money, our finances. And I know, Law, that you would absolutely concur on this.
Of course. And that was so good. You hit the nail on the head. I mean, being in fear really causes such tension subconsciously. You know, it starts to build a friction against other things that could potentially be the best for us. I mean, I was reading an article in the Huffington Post the other day, and it was entitled, "Money is Not About Finances, It's About Emotions." Which is interesting because this is a credible source that, you know, this was in the finance section, and they were talking about how everything that Lau just said is completely correct. So in this article, the writer talks about a customer who went into an appliance store and was making a purchase. So he was standing, I'm saying he because that's what they refer to the customer as a male. So he was standing in line. The cashier started to ring up all of his items, and he gave her his bank card, and she swiped it, and it was declined. But here's the caveat. It wasn't the fact that it was declined. It was the fact that before the cashier could even react and deliver the bad news, he immediately responded with, "But there is money. I have $1 million in that bank account." And it blew my mind, because how often do we work to justify where we are?
It's like his value was on the line. Right?
Exactly, and that's how he took it.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how he took it. The cashier was just doing her job, right? And he literally was operating out of that sense of fear. He was so embarrassed, and that's connected to the fear inside of him and the fact that he had to prove that he had, or he felt the need to prove that he had this money. And it made me think about, as women, how often do we do this in our own lives? You know, how often do we try to validate who we are because of our fear? And it happens a lot when it comes around money. You know, have you ever gotten to the place where you didn't have much in your bank account and you literally was depressed about it? Where someone asked you for something you weren't able to give at the time? You know, how did that make you feel?
It came to them from some fear. And Susie Orman, she's a financial expert, she talks about how fear, shame, and anger are the most common emotions surrounding money. That blew my mind, because she didn't say excitement, you know, joy are the common emotions. You know, right. She talked about exactly what Lala just described, fear. And, I mean, just think about it. You know, just think about your own life. How connected are our emotions around money? So that brings me to something called, you may have heard this before, but something called your money story. And a money story refers to your personal, quote-unquote, story that forms your relationship with your finances. So in other words, it's your understanding of the role that money plays in your life based on usually your past experience or sometime your current experiences. So it's through that subconscious mindset that Lila was talking about, through your subconscious patterns that were generally developed in your childhood. So, for an example, my sister and I would wait by the window after school, and we would look out the window of the house and wait for my grandfather to come home from work. And as soon as we saw that burgundy van pull up, we would literally sprint to the porch and greet him before he could even come into the door. We were so excited. And we would, we were smart women at the time, at an early age. We were really smart. We would edify him and boost his ego and say, Grandpa, we miss you all day. We love you. Oh, we're so happy that you're home. And he didn't even fall for it because he knew what was going on. We would do this every single weekday. And he would just approach us as he walked on the porch. He would say, he would call us Beggin' Benny. Don't ask me where he came up with that. But he said, Beggin' Benny, and say it just like this verbatim. Beggin' Benny, money don't grow on trees. I work hard for my money. And would say it so abruptly and very aggressively, and he would always give in and give us that dollar so we could go to the convenience store, because that's why we were asking for it. But I realized over time that this idea of money not growing on trees and working hard for the money, quote unquote, kind of shaped my own patterns and my thoughts around my finances. I mean,
it's
I
a habit
was in school.
Around money.
Yeah, it did. It's something, and like you said, it was subconscious. I didn't even realize it until I started to do some work on myself. I mean, I was in school full time, right? I was in college full time, and I had 2 and 3 jobs, and it wasn't necessary for me to have all those jobs, mind you. But I literally had this idea that I had to work hard just to make ends meet. You know, I had to really realize that money doesn't grow on trees. I'm just not going to have money, just access, you know, accessibility to just all these finances. And I really worked hard just to, you know, almost pay my loans, my student loans. You know, it was such a struggle for me. You know, even with jobs that were well-paying jobs, I just had this sense of, like it almost felt like a sweatshop to me because that's the mindset that I had, you know, dealing with finances. So basically our money story shapes our thoughts, decisions, and habits around money, the way we talk about it, our buying habits, ladies, emotional outlets, retail therapy. I mean, even that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right.
I have no idea.
I know, right? I totally made that up. It doesn't exist. But even retail therapy, for example, or our emotional outlets, the way we give or don't give, you know, whether it be to charity or, you know, even a family member, it's a reflection of our personal relationships with our finances. And believe it or not, it's an emotional / wellness, mental wellness issue. And it really requires reprogramming, like while I was talking about.
There it is,
you really
reprogramming.
Right, you have to reframe how you think about that thing. So we're going to do a quick exercise, and if you're driving, do not attempt to do this.
Go back to it. Listen to the replay. Listen to the replay.
Exactly. Make sure you listen. You know, you can always come back and listen to the replay. But we're going to do an exercise because, like we said earlier, like it was said earlier, in order to develop a habit, you have to start to implement and reprogram. Just like when you work out, right, Lala?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You got to start at the beginning, the foundation.
Exactly.
The base.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and build those habits. So you're going to take out, I need you to take out a sheet of paper and something to write with, and I'm going to name some words. I'm going to say some words, and I want you to write those words down. And what's going to happen is as you look at those words, you're going to, on the page, on the rest of the page, so at the top of the page, you're going to write down these words I'm going to say. And on the middle and the bottom of the page, you can fill it up if you need to. You're going to write down the words or the phrases that come to mind when you think of these words. Okay? Mm. So ready? Here we go. At the top of the page, write money, cash, paycheck, salary, budget. Dollars, currency, asset, investment. Again, money, cash, paycheck, salary, budget, dollars, currency, rich, wealth, asset, investment. Okay, so you're going to write those words at the top, and you're going to then write some phrases that come to mind when you look at those words. So, for example, when you see or hear the word investment, do you cringe? Do you get uncomfortable? Mm. Does it make you nauseous? Or do you get excited? Does it make you think of growth or potential? So those are the types of things you're going to do. And those are the types of things you need to think about, and I want you to write down on your piece of paper. And then secondly, this is the last part, the second part of it. You're going to flip that page over, and here's what you're going to do. You're going to join us next week to find out more about part two.
I have my piece of paper out. The cliffhanger. I'm like, what?
I know you were ready. Yeah. Look, that cliffhanger was right on time because that's all the time we have for today. But join us next week so you can get part two and we can start helping you reprogram the way you think about money and change your money story. So we'll see you next Monday morning, same time.
At 8 a.m.
That's right. See you then.
Bye, everybody.
Welcome to Metro PCS.
Hi, I heard you're giving free phones to everybody?
Yes, right now everybody gets a free phone. You and your friends, cousins, neighbors, roommates.
What if I'm already with Metro PCS?
Yeah, it's for existing customers, new customers, people named Willie, dog lovers.
That's awesome.
Everyone gets a free phone at Metro PCS. Come choose your select free phone from brands like Samsung and LG. Metro PCS, wireless figured out. Sales tax not included. Phones free after instant and mail-in rebates. Upgrade fee may apply. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.